The protesters, carrying placards with various inscriptions, including "Customs want to kill us, we are Nigerians, please save us, we are not smugglers," among others, said the actions of the customs operatives to impound 8 vehicles with about 2,000 baskets of tomatoes and peppers at Ijon, a border town, as an inhuman action against the traders. The seizure of the perishable farm produce, according to the traders, was due to the ongoing partial closure of the land borders by the federal government. Chairman of Fruits and Vegetables Growers and Marketers Association, Yewa North Local Government, Mr. Timothy Eweoba, while speaking during the protest, said it was frustrating and inhuman to impound tomatoes and pepper planted and harvested in Nigeria for imported goods.
The custom official impound their vehicle and their goods, and they are now selling the goods at auction at their head office there. That is why we are here, to come and protest.
Mr. Eweoba called for the government's intervention in order to protect the farmers and traders that invested loans on the business. However, the Customs Headquarters Public Relations Officer, Mr. John Atta, while reacting to the protest, said those goods were contraband and that the Joint Border Security Patrol confiscated the goods at the borderline. He said the traders and some fake journalists were only being sensational with their reports on the seizure.
So much sensation. These people are patrolling along the borderline. They are there in the bush. The army, the police, the custom, the immigration is a joint team patrolling all our borderlines. So if you are coming from the other side and they stop you and see something from you, and you come inside the town and say it is from the town, and why will you plan? Someone calls journalists again if they intercepted you along borderline, and you simply say, now from this farm, if the farm is really on the Nigerian side, will it be difficult for them to see it there?
Mr. Atta, who stated that some traders have in the past been buying farm produce available in Nigeria from neighboring countries, also urged the traders to come up with the proof that the tomatoes and pepper were grown on Nigerian farms instead of seeking for public sympathy. In Abeokuta, it's been Wale Oluokun, Radio Nigeria.